Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, good people of WCCO land. I'm Mike Max. Who should the Minnesota Vikings hire as their next head coach? 651-461-9226. I will take it to the committee if you give it to me tonight. You tell me. I know people that are on that committee, and I'll say this is who you should hire. Maybe they haven't even talked to the person that you want to see them hire yet. Maybe we can get some kind of grassroots thing going here, you know. Billboard, put it up, you know, hire, I don't know, Vince Lombardi's grandson. I don't know, something. 651-461-9226. Who should the Vikings hire as their next head coach? And if you can't come up with a name, maybe you can come up with a profile of what this person should look like, act like, be like. 651-461-9226. See, here's what is going to happen. They're going to take somebody that doesn't remind them of Mike Zimmer, probably, even though Zimmer had many, many qualities that he brought to the coaching table. The feeling is that that went askew, especially at the end. And so now you must atone for that. And the big word that they'll use with both positions is collaborative. You need to be collaborative. And I'm not quite sure what that means, but I think it has to do with we want everybody to feel good about you and the organization and blah, 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 blah. Now, the only thing that really matters is, can they win games? That's it. Can they win games? It doesn't matter if it's Mike Zimmer or Leslie Frazier. Can you win games? That's all the fans want here. And sometimes I think that organizations overthink. I think they try to over-evaluate what they need. Because I think in reality, what most people really want is to leave reality for a while on Sunday afternoons and watch a football game and then go back to work the next day, but to know you've involved yourself in something pretty good. I don't think it gets much more complicated than that. I don't think people, as much as we see the rabid fans on Sunday and we see the Viking Nation this and Skol chant and all that stuff, and I get that, but I think most people are just kind of letting their inner child rain out on those days. And what they really want is just to enjoy Sunday afternoon and involve themselves with their favorite team and hope that that favorite team can win or is at minimum competitive. I don't think it's about if they lose, it ruins my week. I used to think that because if you go out there and you see people with their faces painted purple, you think, well, this must ruin their week if the Vikings lose. I think people are more sophisticated than that. I think this is their release and their escape. But they enjoy the nature of the NFL because it's such a wonderful game The choreography behind it is so wonderful, and it just lends itself in such a perfect way to a fan experience. I mean, think about it. You know, 30 seconds, and then you're watching the play clock go down. So you're watching the play clock, and you're guessing in your mind what the next play is going to be because you don't know, but you know what you want to see him run, or you have an idea, or at least you kind of wonder. And then the play clock gets inside of 5 seconds, and you think they're not going to get it off, but oh, they do! Because they've been practicing it all week with like 1 second left. And then they run the play. And you're pretty sure if it worked, you say, that's exactly what I... If it didn't work, you say, they should have passed. They should have passed. And then you get to review it again because there's just enough time to show you the replay. And then every once in a while, there's a call. And you look at the replay and you go, you got to throw the flag. You got to throw the flag. Meaning the challenge flag. Because you see this and you feel like you're the boss and you're the coach. And so you yell for them to throw the flag. They'll overturn this thing. And then you see the replay again. At some point in time, somebody in the room or in the vicinity with you at the game will say, I don't think there's enough evidence there to overturn the original call. And they'll say it like, this is something new, some new idea, something that boy, can you believe that? I don't think there's enough evidence there to overturn, because we've already figured this out, right? That if the play goes one way and you look at it, you say, well, I don't think that they're going to have to stand with that call because you can't quite tell if there's enough evidence to overturn it. And so we believe that we're fairly smart when we say that, and we don't realize that it's being, you know, every game, it's being said everywhere. And then you get into, and this is really cool, you get into time management in the last 2 minutes of a game. And the game is on the line. And we've all watched enough football now, right? We know how this works. We anticipate when they're going to spike the ball. We know when they're going to roll, you know, if the guy needs to get out of bounds, and did he get out of bounds, all those things. We know something about that. And so we sit there and we can guess and second guess right with them, and we can get involved. Spike the ball, gotta spike the ball. And then we make this decision on the run as to what they should do next. You know, how many times, and then you look at how many timeouts they have left. Is a 2 minute warning already run? And you're going back and forth, and you're talking about this is what they got to do, blah, 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 I'd use this. And then if it doesn't work, you say it was stupid, and if it works, you say that's exactly what I thought they should do. You use that guy that you haven't thrown a pass to the whole game, if it works. And we're wonderful about that, about predicting the future, as long as the future is in the past. You know, once we see what happened, then we say they should have done this. But think about that. This game lends itself to just this unbelievable, beautiful, in sync. You can guess right with it. You can do whatever you want. And then you can second guess the coach and the quarterback. And you can do that throughout the week. And it will take you away from wherever it is that you live for a short period of time. You get to live in the Vikings world or the Packers world or whatever it is. And it really is fun. It's fun to watch an NFL game. It's fun to think about all. And then you go, okay, there's, you know, it's fourth down. You're going to go for it or not? I think they should go for it. And then, take a field goal, you know, punt. All these decisions you don't think about, but you're making. There's no other sport where you really do that. I mean, you know, in baseball, you can say, should they bunt or should they pitch to them? There's some of that stuff. In basketball, you can talk a little bit about, boy, they better guard that guy, all that stuff. But in football, every play are these series of decisions that are in motion. And if you're a fan, you get to look at it and think about it and go, this is what I would do. Or why did they do that? But you're coaching right along the game, right? You're thinking the game with it. It's the only place that just sucks you in, and your brain is all in this thing. And your adrenaline runs, and it doesn't matter who you're rooting for. If you've got a team that's in the fight, you just, boom. Every play is excruciating. You know, it's third down. You can't quite tell if they made it to the stakes or not. So now you got to look to see if in the replay did they get the first down or not. And then, that's a bad spot. They didn't spot that right. That should be a first down, or shouldn't be a first down. But think about that. What other game has been invented that just takes us on this roller coaster ride and involves us so much emotionally in the game, and then you throw in a few hard hits, and you know, you kind of get live vicariously through one of the superstars. And at some point, you know, everybody that watches thinks that they're old school. You know, well, I'm old school. You know, I think they had to knock that guy in his ass because I'm old school. And you may or may not have been. You may never, maybe never played the game in your life. But everybody's old school. You know, give me Dick Butkus out there. He'll run that thing. And you know, it ain't like it used to be. These high-paid athletes, blah, 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 blah. And then 20 years, you'll say, 20 years ago, I mean, those guys played for the love of the game. But that's what makes it awesome. That's why football's awesome. The Vikings keep searching for head coach, but what should that head coach be symbolic of? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Text us or call us and tell us who it should be, or at least what they should look like, feel like, what are the touch points that they have to hit. Bowles is a good candidate from Tampa Bay. He's done a good job with their defense. But the longer I'm in this business, the more that I realize, you know, if you're starting out in the coaching fraternity and you're trying to make it, that is, if you can find a place, whoever you are, that has a really good quarterback coming into their prime, that's it, man. That's your ticket. Because all these places, you know, they interviewed Elliot Wolf today, who's a consultant, or yesterday, a consultant with the New England Patriots, and he was with Cleveland. I don't even know that, you know, he's a full-time employee in New England. But he's benefiting from what they did in New England prior with Brady and now Belichick. Todd Bowles, the guy down there, young guy in Kansas City, he's done a lot of data and stuff. I don't know that he's actually made a lot of decisions. But he's got Patrick Mahomes. Todd Bowles is sitting there defensive coordinator in Tampa Bay. You know, how much fun would it be to be defensive coordinator if Tom Brady was your quarterback? They interviewed Hackett, the offensive coordinator at Green Bay. He might be really good. I don't know. But like somebody said, they said, hey, remind him he doesn't get to bring Rodgers with him. See what I'm saying? Just get by a good quarterback. And then we can minimize coaching. We can minimize just about everything. Just get with a good quarterback. And the rest seems to take care of itself. 651-461-9226. Sports to the Max at WCCO. His name is Meatloaf. Mr. Loaf to many of us. I think he performed a Twins game once. Back at the old Metrodome. Had a good. I haven't really kept up with him. I don't know if he's been performing a lot over the last several years or not. Louis Anderson passed away as well today. Iconic comedian figure in Minnesota, and has done a lot, accomplished a lot in the movie industry and beyond. Brought young comedians along as well, and. Too young to leave this mortal coil, as they say. Now, I'm going to be real honest with you. I appreciate what he did and others, etc. I just have never been a huge fan of stand-up comedy. And I don't know. I think it's really hard to do stand-up comedy well. But I can't think of anybody that I would go to, like watch in a theater on a stage, perform stand-up comedy. You know, like Johnny Carson was awesome, right? He did his monologue, and I guess technically that's stand-up comedy, but it was different. Because you were talking about topics of the day, and you had this connection with the audience, this expectation that they knew who you were, you knew who they were. And Johnny was able to feed off bad jokes. So if he said something and didn't get a laugh, that was part of the game, the MO. He not only did he expect that, he actually wanted that some. You know, he wanted some of his jokes to fall short so that he could make fun of himself or make fun of the audience. It was kind of built in. And I like that. But the guy that does the shtick, you know, the one that he works on, the one that he crafts, and then he brings it to stage on open mic night or whatever it is, I don't know. It just it's never appealed to me. It's never struck me as funny, really, as much as it is just something that you put together, and you know, you worked on you, but that's not. I like the spontaneity. I like that when they're playing off of what they see at that moment, and I like people that are naturally funny, not scripted funny, if that makes sense. I like people that you're around them and you go, boy, they're funny. The way they see the world is funny. Everything they do is just funny. But people that write a script out and say, I'm going to use this, you know, and I'm going to throw in the political joke here and the this here, the, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we love Lucas in Minnesota. That's what we're doing. You know, that kind of stuff. I don't think don't get it, and I don't think it's a generational thing because I've just never liked it. When I go to a comedy club when I was a kid, when I was young and, you know, out of college, etc., you go to a comedy club because you're somewhere and that's what you're supposed to do. And I'd watch for about 5 minutes, and it wasn't that I thought I could do any better. It was just that I'd watch it and I go, this isn't very funny, you know, and I don't really want to get involved in this because it's not all that funny. And I don't know if you people feel the same or not, but I've never been able to embrace that stand-up shtick kind of a thing. Tubbsy, you've done some stand-up comedy, so I don't mean to take it. I haven't seen the video of it. I'm not trying to say that you don't do it well.
I'm a hoot.
You're pretty good stuff, huh?
Oh, I'm great.
Yeah.
I'm what the kids call the cat's meow.
And that's your first stick. That's how you started everything.
That's it.
Do you like stand-up comedians?
It depends on the comedian. You know, there are some that even my wife and I don't have, like, the same interest in stand-up comedians. I'm okay with riding the line of explicit content without actually crossing the line.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big fan of a guy like Jim Gaffigan. I guess it's all about, it's about pacing and it's about delivery. You know, you can have the most well-written stuff, but if you don't present it in a way that's funny or entertaining, then that loses me. It's more about how they say it more than what they say, if that makes sense.
Is timing the big key? You've been up on stage. I mean, what is it? What is the thing that, you know, is it understanding this is the perfect time for this metaphorical joke that I'm going to tell? Or is it what?
I think it's all about finding that natural inflection and when to deliver the punchline and when you want to, you know, when you have to pull back and when you can go from one joke to another and make that transition work. So it's a lot of repetition. It's a lot of, you know, just trying to hone your craft and hone your skill. But yeah, to me, it's all about delivery, timing. And that's one of those things that, to me, Maxie, either you have it or you don't. And some people can never get the feel for it, whereas others, you can tell they're a natural right away.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You are.
I mean, I get the veiled compliment to me. I had Bob Newhart on a couple of years ago, and Bob, you know, I'm sure he did stand-up comedy, most of those guys did, but it was his shows that I loved, you know, and he said, it's hard to explain, but it's the wait an extra eighth of a beat here, go fast there, go slow there,
mm-hmm.
on a script, the script would look the same to everybody. But it's that understanding when to pause,
it's
when to move on, when
pacing.
That the audience, you've now got engaged, that at this point in time, if I just stop, they'll laugh, you know, those kinds of things, you know?
Yeah. And that's exactly it. And, you know, I don't like going to watch comedians where they'll sit there and it's that awkward silence. And it's the awkward silence like they're waiting for a reaction. You know, there are some people that make it awkward. Like Andy Kaufman did a great job of making people uncomfortable. There's mm-hmm. one thing to be uncomfortable with the silence, but there's something else to just be pandering for attention. And when it gets into that, you're like, you know, the laughs, everything to me, Max, you talk about that spontaneity. It's got to be organic. You know, it's got to be real. I don't like overproduced or, you know, I like when things are a little bit more raw. because it just seems like it's more natural that way.
The other thing that I don't like in a stand-up comedian, you know, when you go see them on stage, not on TV so much, I guess at HBO it wouldn't matter, is when they go for the foul language and the most awful either dirty joke or grotesque story. And to me, that's like saying, okay, you weren't clever enough to figure out how to make me laugh within the lines of a PG program, you know?
Yeah.
So you couldn't figure that out. So now you're just going to try to give me this shock value like, hey, I'm one daring dude, man. I'm not afraid to talk about anything. Put it in your face, you know?
Yeah. And you know, there are times where if you throw a word in here and there, if it makes sense within the context of the joke, I mean, I'm not somebody who's going to be easily offended by language. I mean, we've heard it all, especially in the sports world.
Especially during the commercial breaks.
Yeah. Oh, man, you would not believe. I mean, thankfully, there's not an open mic. I mean, my goodness. But there are some people that use it as a crutch. And when you use it as a crutch, Louis C.K., perfect example. We went to see his stand-up, and I was like, within like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I'm like, I can't do this. But you wouldn't get that, and this is all before all of the creepiness of him came out. I mean, this is like 15 years ago.
Okay.
My wife and I went to see him, and I was like, I lost respect for him just based off of his material.
Yep.
And I think it's low-hanging fruit, Maxie.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think that's what you do when you don't have the talent to really get inside somebody's head and figure out how to make them laugh.
That. Like, not everybody. Again, if you throw it in once in a while, that's fine. A guy like Jim Gaffigan, completely clean, and it's great stuff.
So that means he's got to think about it. He's got to reach you. He's got to figure out, you know, what was funny that he saw when he drove to work today that you too have experienced and think is funny. I mean, that takes some thought, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I go to pump gas and you know, I won't take my credit card, or there's six things that I have to go through before I can pump the gas. And somehow they take that thing that we all relate to and they turn it into something funny.
And that's an art for a lot of those people.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Maxie.
You thought that it was just easy for me, but I think about that stuff, and that's why I can do it.
You work at your craft.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this duck waddles into the bar. He jumps up on his stool. He says, "Give me some chapstick and put it on my bill." Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.